tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doroth Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Hey, Devin, thank you. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with this special treat. And voted the best cat treat by People Magazine, Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, in stores, or at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the code PETS in the promo box, you'll get 10% off those treats for your dog at goodpetsfoods.com. Also, don't forget, join me in Costa Rica, October 6th through the 14th, the tropical Costa Rica. You can join me by calling Colette at 800-581-8942. The booking number is 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof,
woof.
Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. Woof, woof. I'm a walking treat on 4 feet. The finest pet you get to meet. My fur keeps in the heat. Now take it in while my tail feels the beat. What you whistling at? I'm not a parakeet. I'm a dog. I'm pet perfection when it comes to pet selection. Oh, I'm the king. Yeah. Now excuse me while I smell this thing. The rest of the pets all know I'm the best in show at the doggy show. Cause I'm a purebred kibble fed chilling in my doggy bed. Just to be clear, I'll repeat what I said. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. Woof woof. My house, it's small but homey, homey. I got my bone, so I'm never lonely. My air freshener smells like pepperoni, so the poodles and the puppies, they all want to know me. Walk it to the park always goes well. There's a lot of important things I gotta smell. I gotta chase some squirrels up trees and... Oh, hold on. I gotta scratch some fleas. Oh, what? It's flea season. I'm a dog.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. And once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
And I'm Devin Leach.
How you doing, Jazz?
Great.
Makes like the rest of us. It's been one of those weeks, actually. It's been kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad January is over.
Hey, don't forget, if you're not listening on your favorite radio station, you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also, we're on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn. That's all you got to tell her, and it'll pick up Talkin' Pets. And on TalkinPets.com, our website, you can click Listen Live, and you can listen there as well. And we want to talk to you, and I'm excited.
Me too.
You want to know why?
Why? Oh, I was just excited to be excited.
Well, I mean, one... We're live today. Last week I was on, you know, it was a best of, so I miss it when we're not on.
Oh, wait, you weren't on last week?
Nope.
Oh, where were you?
But please, guess what?
The show much.
Yeah, really. But guess what, though?
What?
Life Boost Coffee is back.
Yay! So, awesome. I love that coffee.
I'm so psyched. It's non-GMO specialty bean coffee that helps you achieve the healthiest, tastiest cup of low-acid coffee in the world using sustainable farming and protecting our wildlife. And I guarantee the taste, you'll love it. You won't believe it. It's so good. and I have acid reflux, and it doesn't bother my acid reflux at all. It's just amazing. And the cool part about this, they're officially starting next week. Okay. But I think the site might be up, but if it's not, you know, hold on to it. But lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, and they're giving off 58% of your first order.
That's awesome. Yeah. My grandmother is 86. She's turning 87 this next month. And she loved the hazelnut and the chocolate that she got from Lake.
They have so many different flavors. And not only that, but now they got tea and they have energy drinks.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, I'm really psyched.
Energy drinks.
and they have pods now.
Sign me up.
They got pods as well, like for the Keurigs and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they got a lot. So, but it's really awesome. I mean, I would be ordering a lot of coffee because your first order is 58% off.
Yeah.
But you could check it out. I don't know if they have it up yet, but it's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. I recommend you do because I am not kidding. This is my favorite coffee in the world, and I'm not saying that as a commercial or anything. I'm telling it because it actually is the truth.
You know what? It's like the flavors that they have. You can actually taste the flavor. It's not. It doesn't have that bitterness that some flavored coffees have to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's smooth. It doesn't have a bite to it.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. That's why I love it so much. And with my acid reflux, I'm kind of like, you know, when I drink coffee, I usually end up getting that burn or whatever, and I don't get that with Life Boost. So I'm so happy they're back. Dr. Charles Livingston is the founder of the company, and just an amazing guy. And I was like a kid in a candy store when he said he was coming back onto the show. Really was.
Were you spinning around in circles?
I pretty much was. I mean, it's been one of those like weeks and everything, and so it's nice to have a good message come into my aura.
Right.
So
I get it.
But well, once again, we want to talk with your aura. So pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You can even play with your squeeze toy while you're talking to us on the air. And Jasmine's here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. So pick up the phone, give us a call. Sydney's there, and she'll answer the phone and put you on with us. And we're also going to play some games. But we do have, by the way, a special interview coming up at 5:35 Eastern Time. We're going to be talking with Dr. Ann Kimmerlein and also Dr. Christian Lutenegger. And we're going to be talking with them about the COVID-19 virus and pets. Which is now we've got also bird flu and pets, but we're going to be talking with them. Actually, Dr. Ann is she's a veterinary epidemiologist at VCA, and Dr. Christian is actually the vice president of R&D, assay development, at Antech Diagnostics. So we're going to be talking with them about a study that they've taken. So stay tuned for that at the bottom of the hour. But we want to talk with you as well about your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. I like the way you got my cat to leave the chair. I mean, it was like, I have to explain, Shadow is a diva. And everything with that cat is, it's all about her.
Yeah.
So when the show is going on, she knows the show is going on.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to sit in Jasmine's chair.
She wants to claim her seat,
yep,
her throne.
That's it. Like, you can't talk to Jasmine. You're supposed to be talking to me. So Jasmine used a teddy bear to scoot her out of the chair because she's pretty demanding when she's in that chair.
She's like, ah.
Yep. It's like, Mayan, get away. Get away, woman. Get away.
Well, because if I take my hit, she's going to scratch or bite me. So, yeah, I took the teddy bear and I just gently laid it on her and she moved away from it. Like, well, don't touch me with that. We'll move.
I sat on her earlier, so that was like,
well, don't tell people that.
Well, no, I mean, I actually intentionally sat on her. You know, I didn't like sit all the way on her, but I was trying to see if she would move with my butt in the way.
Well, I tried that one time and she clawed me. So,
Well.
And then she was not happy with me the rest of the night. So.
Sad to be you.
Yeah.
She's a good girl. She doesn't do anything. I mean, it's just, but she wants her way. Yeah. I think it's because Daddy gives her way all the time.
She's a brat.
She is a brat.
That's bad teaching behaviors, John.
I know.
He knows better, but he doesn't do better because that's his baby.
That is my baby. She's my special one.
Winter is right here.
Oh, is she?
Wait, she was. She left. She heard what you said.
Yeah, well, I love winter and I love summer and my other kids, but yeah. Like Shadow, the black cat, she follows me everywhere.
Well, she's very dog-like. She's more, like, clingy and attentive, so yep. She, you know.
And people think cats can't be dog-like, but they can.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen
they'll
them.
Sleep with you, they'll fetch for you, they'll protect you.
Greet you at the door when you come home.
Exactly. Every time I walk in that front door, she's there waiting for me. And she rolls over on her back and she's like, rub my belly, daddy.
And she's a communicator. She knows how to communicate.
Oh, she does
her
communicate.
Yeah.
She speaks, actually.
Yeah.
She talks, just like talking pets.
I think she's got Siamese in her.
I think she does, too. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food, that's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of carbon-60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning carbon-60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
A contagious viral outbreak at Memphis Animal Services facility prompted staff to euthanize all dogs who were exposed. Nearly 100 dogs were put down after canine distemper broke out in three of the shelter's 11 kennel rooms. Dr. Cinda Crawford, chair in shelter medicine at the University of Florida, emphasized the challenges of distemper outbreaks in shelters. Canine distemper is the most devastating and deadly disease outbreak a shelter can face, and no shelter is immune. Shelters in the Southeast, where the virus is most prevalent, are particularly vulnerable, especially municipal shelters that intake stray dogs daily, increasing the risk of exposure. The most effective strategy for controlling an outbreak includes identifying and separating infected dogs, quarantining those exposed, and limiting new intakes. While such as sick or injured strays, rabies quarantine cases, and dogs posing a public safety risk can help contain the virus, Memphis Animal Services has implemented this proven strategy to save as many dogs as possible and prevent further spread of the disease. As reported, the deadly virus started after a litter of puppies was brought to the facility on December 31st. Dr. Robert Parker, DVM, addressed the difficult decisions that must be made during an outbreak, stating, "There is no cure for distemper, and by the time symptoms appear, it may already be too late. In a shelter environment, we have to make heartbreaking decisions and do everything we can to stop the spread. This is devastating for our staff, but we know it is necessary to protect the greater population and save the most lives in the long run." In a Wednesday social media announcement, the shelter said that cat adoptions have resumed. "Starting today, cat adoptions and intake are back, and our lobby is open for cat adopters. Dog rescues, fosters, and owner reclaims are available by appointment. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio." Reporting, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. We're going to take a trip out to Nashville. And Jasmine, Mike's got a question for you about his dog that keeps licking.
Hello, Mike. What's your question?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, we've got a grand dog, a micro golden doodle that's probably about 5 years old. And whenever he's sitting on our lap, he just starts, whenever she starts sitting on our lap, she starts licking. And, well, she doesn't lick, but she didn't actually make contact with us, but she sticks her tongue out just rapidly.
Like she does air kisses, like licks the air?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Is it like when you're petting her vigorously, or like she's...
No, we don't have to be petting her. If we're just holding her, she just especially if she gets close to our face, I mean, within a foot or two, she starts just air kissing.
Okay, it sounds like she gets overexcited and she wants to give kisses. Is it a problem?
Well, her parents, it drives them up the wall. They don't like that at all.
So it's when she's on your lap or when you pick her up and hold her?
Right.
Okay. So the best way that I handle it and advise my clients to is to look away from her. So if you're holding her and she starts doing it, look away from her. If you're making eye contact with her and you're saying anything to her, then that just reinforces it. If she's continuing to get attention while she's displaying the behavior, then that reinforces it. But the way dogs communicate with each other is by looking away if the other one is doing something that they deem inappropriate. So, yeah, if I... you will feel a little bit silly doing it, but that's the way that they understand. So I'll look away from them and just stare at the wall. If they continue to do it and then, like, they're trying to make contact with your face and you don't want them to lick you in the face, just slowly put her down on the floor.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll try that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike.
Right.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike WGNS out there in Nashville, Murfreesboro area, and good to hear from you. You know, it's weird. I kept thinking, and is this a possibility? Is it a possibility that, like, when a dog, like, licks like that, that they're kind of, like, doing, trying to do an intake of what's in the air? And I kept, like, for some reason thinking whoever she's doing that to, it's because they're wearing cologne.
I don't think so. No, they do it when they get excited. And so some dogs...
Kind of like excitable pee as
well. Well, here's the thing. So, like, some, you know, me, I don't like dogs licking me in the face, right? So Zelda, my dog, she started doing air kisses because she understood that I didn't want her making contact with me, but she used to get so excited that she was like licking the air anyway, so I started ignoring that. And it's, you know, it's just a behavior that they can develop, and it's, if they are getting attention while they're doing it, they'll continue to display the behavior.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of my cats, if they've never, well, in a way they do sometimes, like this one, the one that you're feeding right now, Shadow, my black cat, she will, like, do her tongue out. She'll stick her tongue out. Sometimes
does she lick you? Does she kiss you?
No.
No? Okay. No.
But she basically will keep the tongue out sometimes, and I don't know, she'll just look at me with it. I'm like, and then she'll lick her nose. But I do touch her nose, so I know that's part of it.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, they can develop quirky behaviors, and if they do something and then they feel like it got attention, then they're going to offer it again. I had a dog that I taught to sneeze on command because every time she sneezed, I said, bless you. So I could look at her and say, bless you, and she would, like, sneeze.
You got mine in control right now. You're giving her, what, purse sticks?
Yes.
Yeah,
the Vitacraft.
Vitacraft, yeah. And I'll tell you.
You're a briber.
Yep.
Right. I have to remind her that we're friends every time I see her after I make her move from the seat.
Yep. Got to introduce yourself. Even though she sees you once a month.
Right.
Still, not every day.
For her whole life, literally.
Hey, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we have an interview coming up with Dr. Ann Kimmerlein and Dr. Christian Lutenager. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking about COVID and your pets. So don't go away. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm, it's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body?
Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Frederick Moorfield, Jr., a Deputy Chief Information Officer for Command, Control, and Communications, C3, within the Office of the Secretary of Defense, is tied to a dogfighting operation that has been running for years. According to the Department of Justice, Moorfield and his accomplice, Mario Damon Flight, 49 years old, are facing charges for facilitating a dogfighting ring. Officials have started the Moorfield that Moorfield had been involved in illegal dogfighting activity since 2009. The sordid operation is eerily reminiscent of the Michael Vick dogfighting operation, with dogs being trained to kill, thrown into fighting pits to rip each other apart, and paying with their lives for losing. Now, officials said law enforcement also recovered veterinary steroids, training schedules, a carpet that appeared to be stained with blood, and a Wade dog vest with a patch reading Jahan Kennels. In addition, law enforcement officers seized a device consisting of an electrical plug and jumper cables, which the affidavit alleges is consistent with devices used to execute dogs that lose dogfights. According to the affidavit filed in support of the complaint, Moorfield and Flight used an encrypted messaging application to communicate with individuals throughout the United States to discuss dogfighting. Moorfield used the name Jihad Kennels and Flight used the name Razor Sharp Kennels to identify their respective dogfighting operations. For example, as detailed in the affidavit, Moorfield, Flight, and their associates used encrypted messaging applications to discuss how to train dogs for illegal dogfighting, exchanged videos about dogfighting, and arranged the coordinated dogfights. Moorfield and Flight also discussed betting on dogfighting, discussing dogs that died as a result and of dogfighting, and circulated media reports about dogfights who had been caught by law enforcement. Law enforcement officers executed search warrants at Moorfield and Flight's residences on September 6th. The federal government recovered and seized 12 dogs and paraphernalia consistent with dogfighting operations. Dogfighting is abhorrent, and if you are appalled by the knowledge of a Pentagon official involved with this activity, please add your name to a petition at animalvictory.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Thieves of weather and flowers, purveyors of power, oh, try controlling the truth, interpretation of you. I can see the panic in your eyes, and I know you can see it in mine. We've been through some crazy
things. And welcome back to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch. You know, many pet parents wonder if you could give your pet actually COVID-19 and other infectious diseases. Now, what pet owners should know, the following veterinarians coming on, Dr. Ann and Dr. Christian, are going to answer some questions from a multi-year joint study. This first-of-a-kind, large-scale clinical study brought together hundreds of VCA associates and their pets from across the U.S. in collaboration with innovative veterinary diagnostics partner Antech Diagnostics to address a critical knowledge gap bridging human and pet health during an emergency public health pandemic. Now, Dr. Ann
Kimberline is a veterinary epidemiologist at VCA since July 2018 and has held leadership roles as immediate past president and president of the Association for Veterinary Informatics since November 2021. Dr. Ann's educational credentials include a master's in preventative veterinary medicine from the University of California, Davis, a doctor of veterinary medicine from the University of Minnesota, and a bachelor of science in biology from St. Mary's College of California. And Dr. Christian Lutenager, he is actually graduated from the University of Zurich School of Veterinary Medicine in Switzerland in 1992. He completed his PhD degree testing the first DNA vaccines in veterinary medicine, and he is the founded member of the real-time PCR research and diagnostics core facility at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine in 1999. He joined Antech Diagnostics to expand the molecular testing portfolio. He has an extensive network of collaborators and has published over 200 peer-reviewed papers and book chapters. I want to welcome on to Talkin' Pets, Dr. Ann and Dr. Christian. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, Dr. Ann, actually, tell us more about the five-year study and how it came about. And what were actually some of the key findings that you found from the study?
This study started back in 2021 when we were really in the depth of the pandemic. And at that point, we didn't know whether dogs and cats could become infected with the virus and whether they could become sick from it. And so with this study, we tested 1,000 dogs and cats across the United States. And what we found is that about 30% of them who were exposed to people in their households who had COVID actually developed antibodies, meaning that they were infected with the virus.
So, Dr. Christian Lutenager, I wanted to ask you on, do pets experience the same COVID-19 symptoms as humans? And if they do, what should pet owners do as a lookout, basically?
Yes, so very importantly, what we found was that in those 30% of pets which became infected with COVID-19, the symptomatic was significantly milder than anything you could find in an infected person. So that is very important to recognize. In addition, the one question which we really wanted to find an answer to, we did not find any evidence that the virus was able to move from pets back into people. That was a question which caused a lot of anxiety in the industry and with pet owners and pet parents. So that question definitely can be answered now.
So Dr. Ann, how will this study actually help broaden our understanding of the transmission of infectious diseases between humans and their pets?
Great question. While this study looks particularly at COVID-19, it set a really great framework and great collaboration between VCA Animal Hospitals and Antech Diagnostics so that we can continue to look at any sort of new or emerging diseases to determine whether they might be able to be spread between humans and animals.
You know, it's a scary aspect of what's going on out there, you know, with COVID-19. And then also, of course, now we have bird flu around the corner. So there's a lot of questions. So I really appreciate both doctors, Dr. Ann and Dr. Christian, coming on to the show. Dr. Christian, is there any preventative measures that pet parents can take to protect their four-legged family members? And that would be both dogs and cats, correct?
Absolutely correct. Yes, in both dogs and cats. First of all, you know your pet best. So observe your pet. Make sure they don't miss any meals. So they, you know, if they change behavior, that could be an indication that something is not right. You have to consider your yearly wellness or exams once or twice a year. But foremost, talk to your veterinarian. She is the best connection to information, not just about COVID-19, but, you know, parasites, tick-borne infectious diseases, and now also H5N1. Diagnostic testing has expanded to really catch some of these infectious agents, which can be zoonotic or reverse zoonotic, which go from pets to people or the other way around. They can be detected and efficiently treated either with deworming or tick prevention or with an active treatment at the clinic.
So, Dr. Ann Kimberline, and Dr. Christian Lutenager, do you have any final comments for my listeners across America?
Yeah, some final comments are if they have, you know, additional questions or concerns, we have some great resources on VCA.com and AntechDiagnostics.com. But I also recommend that they reach out to their veterinarian. Their veterinarian has a relationship, hopefully, with them and their dog or cat. And really is able to best answer questions, particularly about that pet.
So could listeners actually go to a website, maybe for VCA or maybe for Antech Diagnostics, to find out more information on this study?
Yeah, absolutely. VCA.com is a great resource. It also has a list of all of our hospitals across the country in case, you know, someone doesn't already have a veterinarian that they work with. That could be a great way to find one. And Antech Diagnostics has a lot of educational material as well that can be really helpful, both about COVID and about other diseases and parasites in pets.
Well, Dr. Ann Kimberline and also Dr. Christian Lutenager, thank you so much for joining us on Talkin' Pets and for enlightening my listeners. I really appreciate it. And we hope to speak again soon down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And highlights from the study include pets who developed COVID-19 exhibited the following household behaviors. Now, 90% of dogs and 95% of cats sat on the lap of an infected pet owner. 71% of dogs and 87% of cats slept in or on the bed of an infected pet parent. And most dogs and cats licked the face or hands or were kissed by an infected person. 33% of dogs and 27% of cats tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. Also, older pets and those with longer exposure to infected humans were more likely to test positive. By staying informed and practicing good hygiene, pet owners can help ensure the health and safety of their beloved companions. I want to again give a special thanks to Dr. Ann Kimberline and also Dr. Christian Lutenager for joining us here on Talkin' Pets.
And you keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. Coronavirus, stay away from the door. I just got a cabin. Don't you come near my cabin. Virus, stay away from the door.
So, Jasmine, did you have COVID?
I'll stay all alone.
So did I. I had COVID.
Oh, you did?
Did you have it once?
I had it two or three times.
I had it once for sure. Maybe twice. Devin?
I had it twice for sure. The first time was the worst, which was with walking pneumonia.
Oh, great.
Wow. So apparently, pets could get it. So you got to be very careful.
But did any of them actually display being sick?
You know, a lot of animals hide their sickness, especially cats. Dogs, not as much with
dogs. I mean,
dogs.
But you would notice them sneezing or hacking, right?
True.
Yeah. It just says, they said that they tested positive for antibodies, but not that, like, any of them had to be treated.
Well, they're able to fight it off, I guess, more than we can as humans.
I wonder if they can be more carriers than actual, like, getting sick.
Passing it on.
Yeah.
So that zoonotic disease where humans can get it. Interesting. Like, he kind of mentioned bird flu. That's where my thoughts are going right now. I mean, we got through COVID, but I think bird flu is going to be our next big pandemic.
What are you going to do with your chickens? How are you going to keep, you're going to bring them in the house?
No. I don't introduce them to other chickens or anything. They're by themselves. So it would have to be like a wild bird. But
well, yeah, but wild birds could fly over and poo on top of their, I mean, it's that easy to transmit it, right?
Chances? Very difficult. I mean, very, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
I have 7 chickens.
Yeah.
It's not like they hang around with 50,000.
Yeah,
and then they
true.
All have to be killed.
Oh, no.
It's nasty. Well, this is Talkin' Pets.
significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
As the bird flu outbreak affecting poultry, dairy cows, and humans in the United States continues to make headlines, the United States reported its first human case of H5N1 avian influenza in 2 years in April 2024. Since then, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had reported a total of 67 confirmed human cases. The first U.S. death from bird flu was announced in Louisiana, but most human cases in the country have remained quite mild. The CDC maintains that there is no evidence of spread between humans. Most people with avian influenza have been infected through exposure to sick dairy cows or poultry. Cows with bird flu shed large amounts of the H5N1 virus in their milk, although pasteurization has been confirmed to kill the virus, leaving the commercial milk supply safe to drink. Raw milk is not safe. Poultry workers have been infected mainly through culling operations. The source of a few human infections remains difficult to pin down. Now, bird flu continues to spread among commercial and backyard poultry. As of January 23rd, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that there were 98 infected flocks within the past 30 days, with more than 15 million birds affected. Avian influenza is so contagious and deadly in poultry that the entire flock is culled as soon as the presence of the virus is confirmed. Since the bird flu outbreak began in February 2022, more than 140 million birds have been infected or proactively culled. Recent infections among poultry include two large commercial chicken farms in Georgia, which is a key source of so-called broilers raised for meat. Maryland and Virginia have also reported recent cases at broiler facilities, while Missouri has confirmed bird flu infections at an egg farm. And health officials in New York State announced a massive outbreak at a duck farm on Long Island. With bird flu cases increasing, egg prices are rising fast. Fortunately, although eggs can carry a host of infections and should never be eaten raw, people are unlikely to catch bird flu from commercial chicken eggs. There has also been a spate of recent bird flu detections in domestic cats. Positive samples were gathered in January in California, Kansas, Louisiana, and Iowa, and several more cases from last December were also confirmed this month. Less information is typically available in these cases, and there are several ways cats can catch bird flu. Those on dairy farms have been particularly vulnerable. Such cats likely become infected by drinking milk from sick cows. But outdoor cats can also catch avian influenza from wild birds. And indoor cats can be exposed to the virus through raw milk and raw food. Recognizing this last threat, on January 17th, the Food and Drug Administration ordered manufacturers of raw pet food to update their food safety plans to include H5N1. Monitoring bird flu has been a challenge since its arrival in North America, likely through wild birds that aren't in the purview of any particular health agency. And wild poultry farmers have extensive experience with avian influenza and strict biosecurity protocols. Experts didn't expect the virus to jump into dairy cows, which, like poultry, fall under the jurisdiction of the USDA and its state equivalents. Human cases, meanwhile, are the responsibility of local and state public health departments, with federal coordination from the CDC. The inauguration of President Donald Trump has further clouded the picture. The administration ordered the Department of Health and Human Services, which includes the CDC, to cease all public communications through at least the end of the month and possibly beyond. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Relax until
have to say I'm a little worried. I mean, based on that story that's put out, as an American and as a person like you said that has chickens, mm-hmm. that has cats, I would like to know what the government is doing about it rather than it being shoved under the rug. And that's what our current government is thinking of doing, and not exposing any of this research or anything going on to the American people. I don't think that's a good idea. I mean,
there's a lot of things that aren't good ideas.
I know. Yeah, but when it comes to people's health, you need to know. And,
right.
And the reason why the eggs are so expensive is because we had to kill all the chickens
yep.
because they were exposed with bird flu. And bird flu, through their meat, through their eggs, even though they're saying eggs not as much, but their meat, we can get bird flu from just eating them.
Wasn't there, did you see the story about the lady with the cat? She was feeding her cat a raw diet.
Food. That was part of the story, yeah.
Yeah.
And the USDA got involved and said that now anybody that has a raw diet in the pet industry has to include research and findings if there's any of the H5N1 virus in the meat. And apparently this company that had that problem, the virus was contained in the turkey meat that it was using in their diets. So it was passed on to the cats. So that was one woman. I haven't heard much of anything else.
So if it's cooked, is it?
I would imagine based on that, if it's not raw and if it is properly cooked, that usually, because there's a lot of bacteria, even in a steak or a hamburger.
Right, yeah.
So if it's properly cooked for you and your pets,
right.
the chances are less.
Yeah.
But I still wonder, though, if they're there. Like, we're drinking milk. I drink milk with my cereal. And there's virus in the milk. But they say because
Switch
it's pasteurized. Well, I am drinking almond milk, too. But because it's pasteurized, they say that kills the virus. So
I don't do drinking milk.
We're living in a scarier world all of a sudden. And viruses, this could be the next pandemic. Not to scare y'all, but there's a good chance it could be. Anyway, on that note, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Hey, you only live once, right? So, as the saying goes, yesterday is a history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. So enjoy it while you can.
Callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.